Proclamation number 5890 of 28th of February, 1954. Living or dead knowledge. That which remains hidden from the wise is given to the simple-minded. As soon as he is devoted to me in childlike humility and thus can receive my gifts of grace directly. Whereas the wise man goes away empty-handed because he does not ask me for what only I can impart and because he believes that he can fathom everything with his intellect which, however, has limits which can only be exceeded under certain conditions. And this condition is not fulfilled by the wise man. The intellectual man. Whereas an ignorant, simple-minded person can fulfill it unconsciously and therefore achieve a significant advantage in spiritual knowledge. And therefore, even comprehensive study cannot provide a person with this knowledge possessed by a deeply humble believer, to whom I can therefore reveal myself. The former can certainly possess knowledge, but it will always remain dead knowledge as long as he does not enter into this humble childlike relationship with me which earns him enlightenment on my part, so that his knowledge will only then be living knowledge which he can confidently advocate. But he takes a much further path. He first has to descend from the supposed height of his knowledge. He has to recognize that he is ignorant despite the intellectually received knowledge and remains without my support. For the sake of truth, he is to call upon me to help him achieve it. He has to feel small himself despite his worldly wisdom. Only then will he enter into the right relationship with me and only then will I be able to consider him correctly. And I want to open these people's eyes by bringing them together with people who have extensive knowledge without any study, so that they seriously consult with themselves how this should be done and draw the right conclusions for themselves from it. For I want them to, who call great knowledge their own, enter into the blessing of my revelations. I want them to become living representatives of my teaching, but for this the instructions from me are absolutely necessary. I therefore want them to feel ignorant to and simply entrust themselves to me, that I enlighten their spirit. For they will have to recognize that I myself am the source of all truth, that I am the source of light, that only the one who receives wisdom directly from me is wise. Only the direct path to me in humility and childlike trust will lead him to the right knowledge with which he can now work successfully, whereas spiritual knowledge, acquired through study, cannot be valued higher than any other worldly knowledge and therefore only impresses people worldly. Unless the listeners are in the right kind of contact with me, that I now grant them what the former lack, understanding for every word which is to lead to the kingdom of God. But I will always be the dispenser, and I will always dispense to him who in all simplicity and humility asks me for my gift of grace. And he will be truly wise. Amen.